Let me explain today to you what is this work. This work is not just an action or an effort for a selfish gain. That formula, that idea has not worked. We have at least 2,000 to 3,000 years of history that reveals to us the failure of it. And we live in such an exciting time now that the new consciousness must be born. And one of the foundations of the new consciousness is, in your growth, humanity must be enriched. Which is the foundation of the friends to mankind. So when you undertake this work, you are undertaking the effort to be a friend to mankind. Man lost his connection with the whole, start becoming a part, and the part could not survive on its own. Your life only begins when the vision of you includes the whole too. Thus, this work, whoever is undertaking, remember, you are undertaking the vision of the whole too. By understanding your evolution affects the evolution. From the cooperation to the individual to the family structure, I would like to awaken this consciousness, a dedication to bring the best out of you, the dedication for your own inner flowering, but the flowering is for humanity too. That is the reason this work is a sacred work. Too long we have been conditioned to be selfish. And we have created the world to the brink of extinction. The demand for the new is at hand. We have to give birth to the new. And the new is going to be born through you. You see, before, life changed, we changed. Now, we have to change for life to change. At one time, technology changed, we changed. Culture changed, we changed. Now we have to change for anything else to change. Thus, when you undertake this work, when you bring this work to your organization, to your home, to your life, remember, you are participating with the whole too. What is the whole that is demanded? The way I see it, freedom and love are the two sides of the same coin. Has to be lived. Freedom and love. Freedom is to be whatever you can be. Love, the other is considered in your being too. This coming together is this work. I am not teaching you a path for you to be rich. I am not teaching you a path for you to be enlightened. I am not teaching you a part for you to be abundant. I am teaching you a part to play a part in the whole becoming rich and abundant and enlightened. I know the work we are doing is a pioneering work. Because the ingredient of our civilization for the longest time has been greed and self-pleasure. That ingredient must change before it destroys us. We have to be morally right by humanity. Thus, this work, which was born out of my own search for years and years and years, I was searching for my answer. It has taken 20 over years, if not more, of my own quest to almost all corners of the world, figuring out an answer. Not as a spiritual thing, not as a religion, but as an existential tool, existential truth. I am neither a spiritualist or a materialist. I am the new, the human, who is living to celebrate his life, and his celebration enriches others' lives. And this is the coming together. But the knowledge starts with you. You see, most often revolution are a revolt against the norm, against the collective. There was a revolution to dethrone the king. There was a revolution to dethrone this. We created many things. For that time, that was right. Right now, there is only one revolution. That's your inner revolution. Thus, this knowledge can be said a revolution in your own evolution. So I am calling forth anybody who choose to embrace this new, who choose to rise, to live a life that is beautiful, full of fun, joy, love, success, abundance, at the same time in rightness. To me, this is the new man. Too long we had an ideology, if somebody is in pain, he is in pain, I'm not. If there is a war somewhere, I am not affected. Right now we know in our studies, we burn the rainforest here, there is an effect in Alaska. Chaos theory proposes a butterfly flaps his wings in the Amazon, there is a tornado in Japan. We know we are integrated, interrelated. Like of late, there has been a reduction of bees. Just ordinary bees, honeybees. They say if we cannot colonize them, life as we know it would be extinct in a few years. We realize how important bees are, which is such an ordinary phenomenon. We are beginning to see the togetherness. Even for me to be happy, I must be in a happy atmosphere. If not, my happiness is challenged. The separation of being is dissolving. There was a study done where they separated two cells, and they tested the cells. It's a very interesting experiment. They figured out when they shocked this cell experienced it. And then they separated by miles, same effect. When they were shocking that cell was reacting. And then they crossed it continents. And the greatest discovery, when they were shocking this, just before they shocked it, that cell was experiencing it. Scientists are puzzled. Somehow there is a unison in experience. When the Twin Tower was struck in the United States of America, the whole world felt it. A child hungry somewhere, we are experiencing it here. Just some time our insensitivity prevents us from connecting to it. That doesn't mean we are not experiencing it. The knowledge I'm sharing, the tool that I'm giving you, the insight I'm awakening, is the insight to form the new economy, the new social order, the new possibility. In freedom. I am not the leader of it. I am just someone who accidentally discovered it. Remember, I always tell people this. I am a boy from a small fishing town. Just a simple boy. who somehow stumble upon one of the most miraculous secrets, which is not even mine. Our ancestors have revealed it. I just discovered it again. Of all the millions of possibility, I pulled out four cardinal methods, cardinal tools that is applicable in every aspect of life, from health to economy to personal growth to meditation to enlightenment. And I would like to share it with you in freedom, not as an ideology, more as a mathematics, as a truth. I call forth anyone who choose to participate to take this, to absorb this in every aspect of your life. The four disciplines are nothing but the four pillars of human being, four pillars of his own peak, four pillars of his well-being, four pillars of his glory. Now it is being applied in medicine. It is being applied in the new economy. It is being applied in transformation. It is being applied in cooperation to prepare their employees, their co-workers, to rise to the peak. The four pillars, I can talk to you about a little bit about the four pillars. The first is to awaken the doer, the performer. Because when the doer is there, there is love. When there is love, there is doer. For the first time, you are a person who can make things happen. The next is cracking of your own shell from this cocoon state of me to the limitless possibility. You awaken to your own limitless nature. And the third is the most beautiful to me, because it is the real transformation tool. It is the secret the caterpillar knows how to become a butterfly. And the fourth is the living of the three. It's the culmination of the three points coming together. Forms the fourth. This is a very joyous mission. It does not violate any religious belief, cultural belief. It is like mathematics. 1, 2, 3, 4 does not fight with anybody. It enhances it. It is also not pure science. It is a new science. It is an art. It is the art the masters had. That is the reason I called it mastery. It is the art my masters lived with. Because their whole quest is to live in rightness. Remember, not about personal bliss. They wanted to be right. They figured out when you are right, everything is right. All the masters, from Socrates to Bodhidharma, to even Albert Einstein, to anyone who mastered, to Rembrandt, to Van Gogh, to any master in his field, even the golf masters, somehow have these principles working. But to many it operates unconsciously. My effort is to wake it consciously. Your beauty is needed by humanity. Not just for you, it's needed by humanity. Albert Einstein's genius was his gift to humanity. Edison's breakthrough lighted humanity. The man who created penicillin. Every breakthrough has enriched humanity. It is your turn to play a role. Now everybody has to participate. Gone are the days a leader is born to lead. Gone are the days one man march humanity. Now humanity has to go on a march. As the world being born anew, be blessed. This is the time I know they will speak of in thousands of years as the pioneering time where mankind got it right. We have global warming, we have fuel crisis, we have food crisis, our oceans are dying, our mountains are vanishing. The call is too loud, you cannot ignore. Thus, before even you take up this work, I want you to consider you are working with humanity too. If you just have only the concern for you, this is not the path for you. In this awakening, in this coming together, in this time where the new solution is to be born, I am presenting with the people who are with me, with my team, my friends, and my students, my part. This is my small action as a gift. One thing is certain, we cannot go backward, we got to go forward. One thing is certain, we cannot deny living, we must embrace living. One thing is certain, desire cannot be killed, it has to be transformed. The time for the new man is now. It is predicted long time ago that a Maitreyan would come. The way I see that word Maitreyan is a friend would come. I see as the whole humanity being the Maitreyan. They are all the friends of mankind. Forming a global Sangha, communion, coming together, without violating, without converting, without changing, without creating dogma, without imposing, just lighting things up. You see, when Edison created the light bulb, he did not convert anybody or change anything. He just brought light to darkness so you can see better. That is the same action here. But it is going to take effort. It is going to take people with the new eyes. It is going to take the courageous people to make the step. People who are so entrapped by the old, who are programmed by the old, who are holding on to the old, can never move to the new. This work belongs to the new lover, the new intelligent. Because a new solution is needed. And I am proposing an awakening in consciousness. All consciousness led us only to the Cold War, a possible of nuclear holocaust, a separation between the rich and poor. The new solution is a beautiful solution. I'm not saying it's going to happen just like that. It has its own time that is happening. This is our effort, our gift. Thus I say, you are blessed. The pioneer is the blessed, for he requires the courage to stand up for the new to come. The four disciplines, the four pillars, the four intelligence, the four ability, the four quality, the four fragrance of the new. Life is meaningless when you have been completely isolated. Only in union, life blooms. So I am calling forth for everyone to play a role in being a friend to mankind. In sharing this, in building this, in creating new dimensions of this. To me, until I came to this, all was bleak. Nothing made sense. As I touched this, as I entered it, as I embodied it, life has been a huge celebration. Remember, there is going to be resistance for the world to come together, because many have profited in our animosity. There is going to be resistance in every one of you waking up because your stupidity has been somebody's profit. Your slavery has been somebody's ownership. Yes, it is going to be resisted. But remember, resistance is futile. For the time demands it. This work is not my wish. It is the wish of the time. It is the demand of the moment. So I deeply welcome everybody to play a part. It is like the line in Friends to Mankind, doing what you can where you are. Because there is no other hope except us. Handing our responsibility to selected few has been such a nightmare. Has been the seed of our slavery. The time has come for each one of us to take charge. To do what we have to do. And let others do what they have to do. And this is why the School of Mastery was designed and created. So we have a place to house this knowledge, to be passed on as a science. With that, I love to say to you, welcome. Just give a few minutes.